Hey, what's going on? So today I'm coming to you and just sharing a great message. I think this message will really touch on a lot of us, and we probably heard this before. It's called Comparison is the Thief of Joy, right? And I want to share this message with a quick just story, right? So my wife and I were hanging out with a new couple, and that couple's gone through some issues. I was talking to the husband, and my wife was talking to the wife, right? And they were going through some things. And, you know, how we, my wife and I really function, it's like we are very caring, and loving people. My wife loves to have people over. We love to host events, you know, game nights and different things of that nature. So, and my wife is a very warm, like almost like a Southern woman, right? Very like warm, embracing, like, baby, are you okay? If you need anything, need some water and all that, right? Now the inverse is kind of true on the other end, right? With this other couple, it's where wife is not very like warm and very like friendly and stuff like that. So my friend, him and I were talking, and he went on to go, and he told me how he told his wife that you aren't like Bertrand's wife. Why can't you be more like that? Instantly comparing my wife and his wife is just a no-no, because at the end of the day, I think even when you meet us and you start to mingle around us and you know, get into our ecosystem, you're going to understand something, is that you are seeing the highlights on social media when you meet us in person at these conferences and events and all that, right? But on the day-to-day, you have to understand, I'm a very hard person to work with. I say this all the time. I have super high standards for myself outside, right? I am harder on me than anybody else. And I'll even say this, in our first year of marriage, it was super hard to even let my wife help me with anything, make me a plate of food, get me a glass of water. I would say no to her more than I said no to anybody, right? Because why? I didn't want her to do that for me. If I have ability in my legs and all that, and her way of showing love is by doing that. You can hear my little one over here. But you know, that's her way of showing love to me. So instead of me allowing her to do that, I didn't, right? I was super, 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 super hyper independent. And then it wasn't until a year that I finally let her do that. And I finally let her in. I finally let her help me. And that's when I think things started getting better. We started going to couples therapy. We started facing a lot of issues. And I had to rewire that, hey, need for help as being weak, as a need for help as her showing love, right? Her love skill, I was blocking her skill of showing me love and developing that habit to show her husband love by me not taking the help from her. So I share all that to say is that when you hang out with us or you see us, this is a glimpse of of the whole picture, right? You don't get the totality of situation of how we actually function on a day-to-day, things we argue about, things that we don't argue about, you know, how we address situations and stuff like that. So I want to tell you is that never compare your wife or my wife to your wife or me to your husband, because at the end of the day, you just don't know everything that this person deals with mentally, what I'm going through psychologically, my own issues, my own traumas and all that. Right? So my message for you today is don't compare, right? You can take inspiration from somebody, but never compare unless you know the whole situation. Even when you do, you don't know everything. It is just the tip of the iceberg you're looking at, not the whole thing at the bottom. Because an iceberg, when you see it, you just see the tip, but the whole thing at the bottom is what's the most dangerous part. And if you don't have all that, you're not living all that, right? You're never gonna understand the full picture. So with that being said, hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. Peace.